Okay, we'll start Perek Tezvov. Talks about the next king, Melech Aviyom. This is after Rechavam ben Shlomo dies. The next king was Aviyom. We began to discuss him yesterday as far as Nama, his mother. Interestingly, it repeats it again. And it says like this. Vayelech b'chol chatois aviv. Asher Osalafanov. The way the Navi tells us about Aviyam is he went in all the averis of his father. V'loi hoyo levavoi sholoim im Hashem aleikov kilvav David aviv. Strange way of describing. When we learned earlier these in Yonim, we asked the same kasha. Because here, if you're talking about a guy's a Rosha, so why are you comparing him to David HaMelech? Right? Why are you comparing? If I were to tell you there's somebody I know, he's a Rosha. And you should know he's not like the Chofetz Chaim. He's a Rosha. We'll have to say he's not like the Chofetz Chaim. A guy could be a tzaddik and not like the Chofetz Chaim. A guy could be a big tzaddik and still not be the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim was one in a generation, or one in many generations. So David HaMelech, okay, he was a one man in history, David HaMelech. What does it mean when it says, "Vayelech b'chol chato yisovi v'asher osalafana"? He went with all the averis, b'chol chato yisovi. V'loy hoyu levavoi sholim im Hashem aleikov kilvav David. What does that mean? This was your kasha, you know? Sounds familiar. Similar. Kilman David, Nosan Hashem Leikoyle Nil B'Yerushalayim. Pasuk says like this. Asher Oso David is Hayosho Beine Hashem. And now it elaborates. David HaMelech, he did the right thing. And it lists the one Avera that he did. David did everything right, didn't do anything wrong, except Rak Pidvar Uriyachit. That's the only thing he did wrong. Except for that, you won't find anything. So the Gemara comes in Shabbos, and Daf Nun Vav, and the Gemara darshens these words in the Novi. The Novi seems to say that's the only thing he did. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav, ki ma'ayin is be David. If you look into David HaMelech, you look into his history, lo mishkachas be, you won't find any avera he did, par me uri hachiti. Tichsiv rak bedvar uri hachiti. So the Gemara is saying that this word in the Navi means literally that David HaMelech had no other Avera except for this one. First of all, it's hard to fathom what the Pshat meant. It's a Pella, not a Shapella. Besides that, we found here and there different tainus. So it's a Pella. But the Achronim ask a bigger kasha. We know that David HaMelech was punished. He was Nanash. Different things. Why was David HaMelech punished? If he only had one Avera his whole life, why was he punished? So the Achronim ask, let's look at the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Teshuva, famous Rambam, Perek Gimel, Halacha Ches, B'shoh she'shoiklin avinoisef shel adam, when they weigh, there's a scale in Shemayim, they weigh your Averas. Right? He says like this, Ein mechashvin olav oven shechot abot tchila, Veloy Sheni. Elo Mishlishi Veilach. You hear what the Rambam says? First of all, the Rambam says, two offenses go on the house. You hear that? Moshe, it's Ganz Geshmak. Two offenses on the house. Hashem doesn't punish you for that. The clock starts ticking at number three. Hazay Zok the Rambam. Zok the Rambam. U Mishlishi Veilach. It depends. If Nimtzu Avinoisov Merubin Al Schuyoisov, he has a problem. If Nimtzu Schuyoisov Keneged Avinoisov, then he's Zakai Bedin. So the Rambam is saying, number one and two, we don't even count. One and two is on the house. The first Avera person does, the Rambam says we don't count. The second Avera doesn't count. And we only, the clock starts ticking at number three. Fregen the Achronim, how could the Novi here say that David HaMelech only had one? Then nothing even began to tick. It's a Pella. Lomo nenash paraveruzu, Frechter of Ginsburg. Lomo nenash paraveruzu. That's all he did, was one thing. The clock didn't even start ticking. Pella. So Abayis, I'm going to tell you a simple thing. Simple thing. Which this could explain many, many times that we find in the Psukim. He didn't go in the way of David. He did terrible things. He didn't go in the way of David. Because that alone is a stira. If he did terrible things, of course he didn't go in the way of David. Didn't go in the way of David means he didn't do terrible things. Both things don't go together. So I'll tell you like this. There's a famous stira in Shas. One of the most famous stiras in Shas, Tosfos in Bava Metzia, the end of Elul Metzia is asked for a stira. The Gemara says in Yuma, and Aftes, why was the Beis HaMikdash Chor? And the Gemara gives reasons. The first Beis HaMikdash, Kira Arayas, Shvichas Domim, Avodah Zarah. Then the second Beis HaMikdash, it's in Aschinam. The Gemara comes in Elul Metzias, Mamish at the end of the Perek. And I'm sure you all remember this from Elul Metzias. And the Gemara says, Loi nechva Yushalayim el mipnei sheimidu dineim al din toira. Yeah? The reason why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Yerushalayim, because they did everything according to the letter of the law. That means they didn't call off the Mishra Sadeh. They didn't call off the Mishra Sadeh. A guy came to you for tzedakah, you looked at your checkbook, you said, okay, I gave 10%. I'm not giving a penny extra. I already gave my 10%. Chaim Olshon. Done. Finished. Came to learn Halach and Shulchan Aruch, you belong to the Dershah program. Once you did the Dershah quota, that's it. Not a daf extra. The Reshiva went around, tried to recruit you for an extra blot, or two, or five, or eight. Non-negotiable. This is what I do. Nothing more. No extra. Just the letter of the law. That's it. You learned during Seder, but the second Seder was over. Done. Shut. You jog only 3 miles. You got to jog extra. With Nimbushal Sadeh. Extra. So the Gemara is saying that the Beis HaMikdash was Chorev, Yehi Rabban Yom, because they didn't do extra. Scary. The obvious kasha is, Beis HaMikdash was Chorev because they didn't do extra. First of all, does it make sense that Klai Yisrael did everything right, they just didn't do extra? Do you ever feel like, what does the Rebbe want from you already? How much do you want from me already? Stop draining me. I'm doing. I'm finishing Kedushin. What do you want from my life? Kan's Kedushin. What do you want from me? I told the Bachram, I told my 12th grade Talmidim, I told him, when the Siyum HaShas first started in Shul, I didn't complain when the Baal Batim came to me and they gave me 1,500 plot to do between Pesach and Shavuot. I say, hey, I'm busy. I have other things going on. I'm finishing Kiddushin. But a bunch of you, when I came to recruit some extra blood, I'm finishing Kiddushin. That's it. I'm maxed out. I don't want to make a comparison. Because Lamaisa, even Kiddushin is lifting issues. So I'm not making a comparison. I am, but I'm... Lamaisa! It's how could you say Beis HaMikdash is Chorev because they didn't do extra? That's number one. Number two, Tosfos asks, it's a stira. It's a contradiction. The Gemara says, Gil Arayis, Shvichas Damim, Avodah Zarah, Sinas Chinam. Those are bad things. So how could you say it's because they went according to Halach? First of all, they obviously didn't go according to Halach. Gil Arayis, Shvichas Damim, Avodah Zarah is not according to Halach. Since Chaim is not according to Halacha, that's Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos gives a very difficult answer. Tosfos says, Ha v'ha goma, both caused it. Both caused the churb. Taveris, and the fact that they went out pidin tar. What does that mean? They didn't keep the halacha, they didn't keep the halacha. What does it mean, this and this caused it? What is one thing need the other? The answer, my entire Talmidim is a simple teretz. Simple. Chazal tell us, kol ha-mavir al midoysov, mavirin lo yal kol pshov. Somebody who they themselves, they're mevater. They give in to another person. Somebody did you something, you feel they did something to you that was hurtful, or financially, or physically, or emotionally. They did something that you feel was wrong. They wronged you. Say, okay, let it be. You're moichel. That's called maver al midos. Kol ha-maver al midos of mavir in loy al kol pshov. You get a clean slate. I always tell people this. Selfishly, you should be moichel people. Because the Gemara says, maver al midos of mavir in loy al kol pshov. Just you forgive other people, Hashem will forgive you. Whatever you do, that's Hashem treats you in that same way. Hashem does what you do. Now it's very pushed. The emes is during the bias, Rishon, the bias, Sheni, we had a lot of averus. We had Gilarias, we had Trichazon, we had Vavodazor, we had Sina, we had things. But if we would have been Mavra al Midoysov, if we ourselves wouldn't have been like the letter of the law, everything's got to be like that, Hashem would have been Michael us too. The Gemara of Mitzvah is explaining, why didn't Hashem forgive us? Good, we had reasons for the Beis Hamikdash. But Hashem could have forgiven us. There were plenty of good people then. Not everybody was involved in Gilarai Shri. Why did Hashem, Bila Hashem v'loy choma? Why didn't Hashem have Rachmanis? Because we ourselves didn't go lifnei Mishur Sadin. If you don't go lifnei Mishur Sadin, Hashem is all lifnei Mishur Sadin. If you don't have chesed, you can't expect Hashem to have chesed with you. There's a cause and effect here. Now I'll tell you what you could say. David HaMelech, one in a generation. Not one in a generation, one in a nation. David HaMelech. One in a million. One in 10 million. David HaMelech. You don't find people like David HaMelech. But, David had a certain midah which was more important than all his other midahs. I'll prove it to you. It's the one that he told the Rebbeinu Shalom about. The Gemara says in Brachos that David HaMelech says, Loi chosid ani. Those of you that learned Brachos probably remember the Gemara. Yankivin. Brachos. Loi chosid ani. You remember that Gemara? Am I not a chosid? Kol malachei mizrach u'mayriv. Right? They get up late. V'ani chatzai shlai lo'okum lo'hidei slucho. And then David goes on. Now David has a good resume. You know, a lot of times you look at a resume, you get the pshat of the person. Why? Because people write in the resume their top accomplishment. Right? So if a guy writes on the resume that he brought the boss coffee every day, you know what he's worth? He's worth a shmat. Because if that's what he could write about himself, it's not very nice to bring your boss coffee. But if that's what you're putting on your resume, I'm not hiring you. I'll get somebody to bring me my coffee. Israel or you, or whoever. Right? I'm not hiring you to bring coffee. So if that's what you put on your resume, I lo yisei busha lo yisei. It's like an yeshiva application. You ask an eighth grader, why do you want to come to Torah? So if a guy writes, I like the gym, so you know what you're dealing with. If that's his reason for coming, I like the gym. You know what you're dealing with. And this is before the fancy gym, before the fancy workout center. Yeah. I like the gym. Yeah. You know what you're dealing with. So, David HaMelech has a very impressive resume. He could tell the Rebbeinu Shalom, I'm the Melech of Klal Yisrael. I bought the Mokom HaMikdush. David HaMelech actually made a contract on the Mokom HaMikdush. I made an oitzer, a treasury that they're going to build a Beis HaMikdash from. I conquered places that in Eretz Yisrael that weren't conquered before. I conquered places outside of Eretz Yisrael. I mean, David HaMelech, I wrote Sefer Tehillim. David HaMelech has a resume that could go from here to Hong Kong. What does he say? He says, Yodai meluchloch bedam shvir v'shalya k'dei lahatar yishul abayla. A woman could become Tomei Nida from blood. David HaMelech inspected the blood. They would bring in blood to say, is it good blood? Is it Tomei blood? Is it His hands were dirty. Here, David HaMelech is a king. So David HaMelech writes, all the kings, they sit in their honor, on their throne, and I get my hands dirty to help other people. From all the things he could have picked, all his accomplishments, that's what he picked. Because it's exactly what I told you. Because kol ha-mischaseh de-macherim, mischas de-mimoy. Anybody's merachem ala briyas, merachem ala b'nai shamayim. David HaMelech knew his most chashuv thing on his resume wasn't Sefer Tehillim, it wasn't conquering Eretz Yisrael, it was Poshet, he was a Baal Chesed. That was his biggest thing. And that's what he put onto his resume. Loi chosed ani, look! I do for other people. Other kings, they sit in their honor. I get my hands dirty for other people. That's what David Rollins was. Now we understand. All these other kings, if they would have been like David ben Adam l'chaveroi, even if they would have had those averes, Hashem would have had rachmanas on them. If they would have had Lev David, if they would have been like David in his kindness, Hashem would have rachmanas on him. That's why it says it's meduyik in the pasuk. Vayelech b'chol chatos aviv. They did terrible things. He didn't have the heart of David. If you would have had the heart of David, even if you would have done averus, Hashem would have been meichul. That's what the navi means. David HaMelech had one midah. That if these other kings would have taken over, they also would have been on top with their averes. But because they didn't go with the Lev David, that's why they suffered from all the averes that they did. And the name of David HaMelech, there was only one aver he had to worry about. One Ben Adam Lachaver. That was the only chet he did Ben Adam Lachaver. This that the Rambam says, Hashem is meichul you once, twice, that's Ben Adam Lamogim. Hashem, you have to take care of it yourself. So that's why the Novi says the only chet Beinadam Lachaveri that David HaMelech had was Uyachid. Everything else was no problem. Either he didn't have or was forgiven, it was taken care of. That was the only Beinadam Lachaveri chet that he took. And this is something to bear in mind when we think about the importance of Beinadam Lachaveri. It's selfishly you should have been on Lachaber. Forget selflessly. Selfishly. Because Kol HaMarachem Al HaBriyas is Marachem Al HaLev Ben HaShemayim.